And this is KEDM. I'm Corey Crow. The U.S. Supreme Court's ruling in favor of black voters in the state of Alabama's congressional district's map case has advocates in Louisiana hopeful that the nation's highest court will also rule that the Pelican State should have two black majority congressional districts. Urban League of Louisiana Vice President of Policy Tyrone Walker.
This decision by the court affirms 40 years of judicial precedent that says the political process must be equally open to minority voters. So this is a good day for our country, but paves a good way for voters in Louisiana as well.
33% of Louisiana's population is black. Advocacy groups argue that one majority black district out of six is not enough, and there should be two. As to when the high court will rule on Louisiana's congressional maps, Walker says legal experts agree that the court's decision in the Alabama case gives a pretty clear pathway for fair maps in Louisiana.
There's striking similarities in this Supreme Court case related to voting rights maps in Louisiana.
Walker says the Urban League of Louisiana is urging the governor to immediately call a special session so the maps can be redrawn.
We don't have to wait for the current cases that are before the Supreme Court involving these bad maps in Louisiana. Our legislator has the power right now to do what's right.
Slidell Republican and gubernatorial candidate Senator Sharon Hewitt, who helped craft the GOP-drawn maps, told The Advocate while she respects the ruling, it's not a final ruling regarding the congressional maps in Louisiana. Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries is encouraging everyone to grab a fishing pole and get hooked this weekend during the annual free fishing weekend on Saturday and Sunday. Everyone's allowed to fish without a license. LDWF spokesperson Renee Lebreton says that the goal is to introduce new people to the great sport of fishing.
During COVID, we definitely saw an uptick, especially among younger anglers, female anglers, that's starting to drop back down again to our historical levels.
And there are 17 ponds across the state that have adult-sized catfish and rainbow trout, including Caroli Park. This is KEDM.